Negotiators early Sunday approved a historic deal that would create a fund for compensating poor nations that are victims of extreme weather worsened by rich countries' carbon pollution. But an overall larger agreement was still up in the air because of a fight over emission reduction efforts. COP27 President, Egyptian Foreign Minister Samré Choukri said the conference had come to a quote-unquote crucial juncture in the collective effort towards climate change action.
You have all made a tremendous effort to bring us to this point of compromise and consensus. My team and I have done our best to ensure the integrity of this process and that we are fair, balanced, and transparent in our approach.
The decision establishes a fund for what negotiators call loss and damage. It's a big win for poorer nations, which have long called for cash, sometimes viewed as reparations because they are often the victims of climate-worsened floods, droughts, heat waves, famines, and storms, despite having contributed little to the pollution that heats up the globe. Collins Nzuvu, Zambia Environment Minister and Chair of the African Group.
For Africa, I think it was a momentous occasion for us.
It has also long been called an issue of equity for nations hit by weather extremes and small island states that face an existential threat from rising seas. The World Cup kicked off in Qatar on Sunday as the month-long football showpiece finally got underway after a torturous 12-year build-up dogged by off-field controversies. The stadium outside of Doha saw the host nation face Ecuador. 13 minutes in, Ecuador took the lead in the opening World Cup game. This is VOA News.